The word for today is your new resurrection body, part 2. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 43 we read, "It is sown in dishonour, it is raised in glory." We could precisely translate the word glory as brilliance. Our new bodies may have a shiny quality to them. Recorded in Exodus 34 verse 29, Moses spent time with the Lord and something uncommon happened to him. His face became luminous and began to shine. A similar thing happened to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. See Luke 9 verses 28 and 29. In Revelation 21 verse 23, we read that the entire city of New Jerusalem will be brightly illuminated by the light radiating from God's glory and the resurrected Christ. Daniel 12 verse 3 tells us that the resurrected saints shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. Matthew 13 verse 43 says, "The righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father." For our citizenship is in heaven, for which we also eagerly wait for the Saviour, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body. Philippians 3 verses 20 and 21. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3 verse 2. The pastor writes that the Lord Jesus Christ in his own resurrection provided the payment, the proof, and the pattern for our own resurrection. As we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 49. Just as we now bear the image of the first Adam, we will bear the image of the last Adam, who is Jesus. The truth is, your new resurrection body will be glorious. That's the word for today on UCB.